Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He is here, and it's possible he'll have to pee into his bed at any moment during this segment. I mean, what's happened to you? Peeing in your bed. Get up off your dead butt and walk to the bathroom.
Why? That's my point. I have
a little
exercise.
Let's go.
I do that, but I'm just saying it would be much more advantageous to be able to just say.
How many holes do you need in that bed, Carter? I mean, do you like multiple ones? I mean, you want to store some food in another one?
No,
no
eating in bed.
You want the remote control? Do you want to get those holes confused?
No. Just, I think...
Just the peeing area.
Just a receptacle where I don't have to get out of bed. Don't have to disturb the dogs. And don't have to disturb other people.
You think Jen is going to lay in bed with you?
Knowing that I'm urinating at the...
And you're just like, you know, 6 inches away and the sound of urination is taking place and this slight
there would be no
smile
sound. Look,
is
we've
on
got,
your face.
No, we've got no sound. This technology,
no
you
sound.
Wouldn't. There would be no sound of miteration breaking
miteration,
the
miteration, okay.
breaking
I can't
the evening.
Talk to a host. Thank you. So there's a muting device to this also.
Oh, of course. I mean, we've got the technology.
I don't know. Do you want electricity in this area?
Not electricity, but you don't need that electricity. It doesn't need to be hardwired.
You know, they've stole the car idea.
That you stole from me?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes,
it's
yes.
Popping
yes.
up. It is popping up across the country.
It's finally catching on.
This idea is the peeing in the bed is not going to catch on.
You just wait. They laughed at Alexander Graham Bell at one time too.
It's very similar. AGB, that's your new nickname on this show. Dave Harrigan, would you like an opportunity just to roll over in your bed as opposed to take a few steps and head to the bathroom and pee right there?
I mean, it would save on a lot of stubbed toes, or if you bang your knees, you're trying to walk around the bed, because I'd have to go all the way around to get to the bathroom. And like Adam said, the dog sleeps on his pillow on the floor, but it's on my wife's side, so I got to, in the complete dark, try to figure out where he is.
Yeah.
And, not step on him and
save a dog's life, Chad.
That's right. Yeah, we're saving lives over here. I don't know why you hate canines.
Is this a particular area, is it lit? So you know you're not missing the area.
Some LEDs?
There would be some mood lighting involved, I would think. So you hit the right hole, so to speak.
Excuse me?
I mean, I'm the idea man.
You're workshopping this.
Well, the others will have to workshop, but I'm idea man. Like Bill Burr said of Steve Jobs, "Why was I want all these songs in my phone. You guys get on that."
Yeah, he wasn't really doing the technology.
Right. Somebody's got to have the ideas.
Yes.
Adam's going to be the guy in the black turtleneck that shows up on stage one day and introduces it to the world.
Yeah. We do have someone, and I recognize this number. The Lobster says, not a chance. He can set up a cot in the bathroom. I like that.
She doesn't know. Maybe I've already done it.
Okay. I think you'll be spending
I said it's sleep number. Sleep number, the number one.
The number one. I don't think they're coming to your side in this one. Now, am I told that you're working on a Jeff
Bridges workshopping a Jeff. I saw him, and he's got this commercial where he's walking through the forest with a guitar, and I'm just like, yeah, man, it's my wife walking through the forest, man, with my guitar, man, far out. I think this idea is great, man.
What is the commercial about?
I don't know, man, but it's like, it's not even like, it's just far out, man. I mean. Great, man. It's great. Yeah. I think it's a great idea. Peeing in bed, man. It's great,
no,
man.
It isn't. Man like Jeff Bridges. Peak Jeff Bridges is when?
He's still solid. Did you see the, what is it called? The Old Man on Hulu?
No. I heard it's very good. Did you watch?
Yes. Pretty good.
How about Fabulous Baker Boys?
I don't think I've ever seen The Fabulous Baker Boys.
Fantastic.
Starman. Remember Starman?
Yes. Yeah, that's very good.
What was the thriller? The
Michael Jackson thriller?
No. He was in a murder whodunit.
Well, he's been in a number of cowboy ones too, right?
Oh, what was the one where he won? Did he win an Oscar for?
Yes. Why am I blanking?
Heart. Something heart.
Is it? I don't know.
Really solid on our Jeff Bridges.
What is WCCO come to? This is ridiculous.
Crazy heart.
Love Jordana, but really, yeah. Adam? You have to carry this discussion on a Chad show? Yeah, Adam.
Yes, we do. Sorry.
Somebody wants to know what would happen if the two of us ended up in a Donnybrook. What happens?
Once you find out.
Stay there.
It'd be great, man. You'd be like on the floor, man, and you'd be wondering what's going on.
Will you do tomorrow's show? No, Thursday, you're in.
Thanksgiving is Jeff Bridges.
Do the whole thing.
9 to noon is Jeff Bridges. What's that turkey like, man? It smells pretty good, man. It smells great, man. I mean, it's great.
Adam, if you're celebrating Thanksgiving with one side of the family, are you required to celebrate with the other side later in the weekend or a different weekend, or is celebrating with just one family one time sufficient?
That's a great question, and I've got I was just talking because we've got a lot. So we're a blended family now, and my parents are split, and her parents are split, so there's a lot of families to go to. I think if you are one of those parents, I think you give grace to your children if they're having to make multiple stops and say, you know what, we'll figure it out on a different weekend. We'll have our own Thanksgiving or when we do Christmas, whenever that is, we'll cover
it.
So
you say another weekend versus that day, they're just mobile and they bounce around and you just accept when they're at your place.
If you're in town, I think geographically, definitely. Because, like, my dad lives up on the North Shore, and he understands, and we know that we're not probably driving up to the North Shore in a day's time. So we figure it out, so we'll have the day. We'll celebrate a different day.
I'm all for bouncing around. We're the blended family, too. Listen, Kathleen, my ex-wife, and her mom, who I still love both of them. They're at my house on Thursday with Carla, the kids. My nephew Justin's going to be here for a little bit. Then he's going to his dad's. My niece Callie's here for a little bit. Then they're going to see Dan's family in Wisconsin. I think it's a part of it. Now, I didn't hear this, but I saw you tweeted about some other Thanksgiving. Was it a time situation? What was that?
Well, that was my other idea today. A time, like, just like for party, like if you go to an event, like it's like, okay, you know, cocktail hours at 5:30. The program starts at 6:30. We'll be done by 9:30. I think similarly.
Well, they don't always say when we're done, do they?
Well, a lot of times it gives you kind of a time limit. And I think we can bring the same concept to Thanksgiving. Like, say, put it on, you know, like a Zoom call has a time limit. So we can do it for Thanksgiving where, you know, not hard and fast like we're shoving you out the door, but it gives everybody
saying that.
It gives everybody a general idea.
What about you just announce, loved it, it's been fun, I'm done with you.
I got to go pee in bed.
I got to go lay in bed and see what happens. Well, you know my move. I just leave.
The Houdini.
I am a master of ghosting. I am the opposite of the Minnesota goodbye. I leave all the time without saying
so anything. Do I. I'm a Houdini-ologist.
I love it.
Puff into thin air. What are you,
yes.
Nobody's going to miss me. Nobody's going to, oh, geez, we wish we could have said goodbye. No you don't. No.
And you're fine.
Yes.
And you're absolutely fine. The Jeff Bridges impression is fantastic. The commercial is the worst. There we go.
It is strange. He's walking through the forest with a guitar, and we don't know what's happening.
All right, hang on. We're going to squeeze in some commercials. More. Let's get more text for Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226. Well, in fact, let's start there before we get to Mike in Minneapolis. Adam Carter, a Q-tip. How often do you use a Q-tip in your ear? I repeat, in your ear.
Not frequently enough, but I've been known to probably once a month.
Once a month? Too busy peeing? Once a month? Man, I'm daily, and I know you're not supposed to. Charlie yesterday, filling in for Dave while Dave was taking care of the sick kids, and great to hear the kids are making progress, suggested that a Q-tip in the ear is one of the three best physical sensations on planet Earth. To quote our friend Dark Star, your thoughts?
I wouldn't put it that high. I mean, if you know, you come out of there with a big hunk of wax, I guess that feels good that you got it out of there. But no, I wouldn't put it up in the top. I don't think it'd make my top 10.
What's your top three?
Give well, being in bed, three. First of all, let's. I mean,
number
let's,
one,
I just, I'm going to
sure.
have. I'm going to keep talking about this because of the texter, the intelligent. We intelligent
keep
listeners.
In the hunting shack.
Okay, we intelligent listeners. Okay, first of all, you're listening noon to three. I mean, come on.
Wait a second.
That was a shot at you. Well, I told you. I texted into the show yesterday. You want to read
full
what I texted?
Bowel movement.
Yeah, complete one. I mean, come
movement.
On.
Is that number one for you?
No. I think everybody knows what number one is.
One of your Grundhoffer's commercials?
That's up there.
It's way up there. Mike in Minneapolis. Go ahead. You're on.
Hi, guys. Say, hello. I got a quick comment. Quick comment and then a question. I am all in with the mattress urinal.
Thank you.
I actually, when I was stationed at Camp Lejeune, one night in the barracks, I saw a guy who was so hammered. He got up in the middle of the night, out of his rack, turned around, peed in his rack, and then climbed back in. He could have used that thing.
Yes.
Absolutely. But then you mentioned Alexander Graham Bell a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I've always wondered, is it true that Alexander Graham Bell's name was Bell's? Like plural until he had that horrible telephone pole climbing accident.
Oh man, far out, man! I'm gonna have to look into that, man.
I was really wondering where Mike was going. I don't think this is gonna help Mike, our texter, who is suggesting we, as intelligent listeners, don't want to hear this. Keep this in the hunting shack. Adam, do you pee in bed? Before or after use the litter box in the classroom?
Well, I mean, that solves another problem there.
If you had the litter box, you're saying that might change some things?
Depends how close to the bed it is.
Okay, I want to call out, is it Naomi Biden? I think she is the one who just was married. Bravo, congratulations. At the White House. this past weekend, and they said, we want privacy. We want to be left alone. And the press corps was up in arms. And I kind of thought, come on, just let him do this privately. I don't really care, you know. But then we find out she wanted it so private, Adam, that 2 days before, she had a big Vogue photo shoot that's now all over Vogue magazine. Wait a second. You either want it private and you get it private, or it's not very private if Vogue comes over to shoot the wedding or photos before the wedding, is it?
No, but you're control. What I love to say, you're controlling the narrative.
Oh, God.
You're controlling the narrative of your own wedding. And I would imagine Vogue's got financial interest in being the exclusive wedding photographer, whatever you want to call it. So I think.
You don't think that's some fraudulence, though, when you're saying, hey, we need our privacy. Let us have our private event. And then, oh, by the way, 2 days later, there's
yes.
the Vogue
I mean, if you were
just
going to come out and say, you know, we'd love to have you, but we've got Vanity Fair or whatever has exclusivity. Or Vogue has exclusivity.
Last thing, we got 30 seconds. Gobert is mad that his team is getting booed right now. Stay patient. Where do you stand on people booing their home team?
I encourage the booing. If you don't like the product, boo. Play better. How about that?
That's it. Even Chris Finch said it earlier today with PA. Play better. Come on. There's not a checklist of what you're allowed to do. Well, there is, but booing is on. All right, sir. Any final words from Jeff Bridges?
This aggression will not stand, man. I mean, come on, man. It's cool. Far out, man.
Lindis Construction Time Check.
Lindis is cool.
12:57. Check out the Infinity Windows by Marvin Windows. We'll be back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.